Okay, we are continuing with Simon Lamed Zayin. We just began yesterday with Sif Aleph about Gartel Schar Mitzvahs Tefillin, Chalmi She'ena Menicham Hu Bechal Peishi Yisrael Begufan, and we saw some of the Divrei Musar from the Mishnah Berurah about the importance of sourcing Tefillin from reputable Batamachers and Sofrim and Yerei Shemayim and so on. Siv Beis Mitzvahs and Liyesam Alav Kalayim. So, mi'ikra din, the mitzvah of tefillin is to wear it the entire day. Being that a person is not supposed to pass wind, a person is not supposed to have their mind on other things whilst they're wearing them, the inkal adam yachal izar behem, and it's difficult for people to do so, nohagu shleilanichem kal hayoim. So this already goes back, I say the Rishayim. Not that nowadays the minigas, we don't wear it the whole day. It's too difficult for us to do so. But at least the person should be careful to make sure that they are wearing them when they are saying Shema and when they're davening Shemoneh Esrei. Good. Says the Mishnah Berurah, liyosam alav, dibizman kotzer kezeh bekal yachal yizar mihafacha o mihesach hadas. So even though we're not able to wear them the whole day, but he said, "Mikol makim, at least you should have them whilst you are saying Kriya Shema, b'shas Kriya Shema, the cholakira Kriya Shema, b'leit tefillin, ki ilu made edus sheker ba'atzmei. It is as if he testified falsely, because in the parashas of Kriya Shema you speak about the obligation of tefillin and so on." Now, we said before in Simcha Fei that b'di'evet, if a person said Shema and he's not wearing tefillin, he has fulfilled his obligation of Kriya Shema. But nevertheless, you know, he has this aspect of being made a sheker. Im lein hizdamad oz, let's say you're waiting for your tefillin to arrive. You lent them to someone yesterday who was going to bring them to you, and he didn't, and you're waiting for your tefillin to arrive. Im lein hizdamad oz, or you were unfit to wear tefillin because you've got digestive problems and so on. So you happen to get hold of tefillin at 3 p.m., so then you should wear them in the afternoon, and we'll see exactly when in the afternoon you should do so. So too, we said, during tefillah, during Shemoneh Esrei of Shachris, Ayin Le'el Simcha Fei, they keep it on a little bit, and they learn. Meaning, a person should A, be mindful not to speak mundane speech, and be careful not to be mesiach das. You're supposed to be concentrated and focused when you're wearing tefillin. Now, there's a couple of interesting bi'alachas over here. The first bi'alacha on this sif mitzvason, I'm prima gadim shemestapik in min ha'tora chayiv kol hayom, in min ha'tora dai berega echad, sheminiach midrabanan kol hayom. This that we say that there's a mitzvah to wear tefillin, min ha'tora, to wear kol hayom, is that midyaraisa? The mitzvah applies the whole day? Or no, midyaraisa, the mitzvah is to put it on for 5 seconds. Midrabanan, there's a mitzvah to wear it the whole day, and so on. He quotes about 5 months down. B'sif Yeshuas Yaakov Pasak de minatira mitzvasim kol hayom ayin sham. So one of the achrenim say the mitzvah is to wear it the entire day. Ein b'sif el yirabah shemuchach midvarav demi sheyodeya sheyesh leguf naki. You know about yourself that you're able to maintain a clean body and so on. You should wear them the entire day. This is providing that you also are capable of ensuring that you will not be mesiach das. You will not. Your mind will not wander. Now, let's think about this. If Bizman Chazal, people would wear tefillin the whole day, so presumably they would go to work wearing their tefillin. You know, so I don't know, you're a farmer, You're wearing your tefillin. You're trading in material and fabric. You're wearing your tefillin. So surely you have to be involved in the malacha at hand. And on the contrary, if you're an employee and you're not thinking about the job which you're supposed to be doing, that's also problematic. That's you're doing a disservice to your employer. You know, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchos Chris Poilim, we learn from Yaakov, you know, the obligation that an employee has to have to his employer. That Yaakov, it says about Yaakov, you know, that he worked b'chol koychoy, and so on. So presumably you do have to kind of be thinking and focusing on what you're doing. So maybe that's what the Bir Halacha means when he says that you're not supposed to be Mesir Das and you're wearing tefillin, but you're wearing it the whole day. So it must be the Al Koponim Yisrik V'Kalas Reish. You shouldn't come to levity. And so on, many have to be aware that Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, and so on. Kavish Gosel El, Simchav Ches, and so on. Ein B'Seif Ma'isa Rav, which we know was Hanhagas of the Goin, Shekosav Dim Cheshish Liura B'Fnei Abriyos. So let's say you would like to wear tefillin the whole day, and you want this to be your mitzvah, and you think you're capable of focusing and kufnaki and so on. But people say, oh, you know, look at this guy. You know, I heard him say Lashon Hara yesterday, and he's wearing tefillin against the talk. Who does he think he is? So you're concerned about michzik yura. Zim chayshish liyura b'fnei abriyos mutar b'shal yad levad. You know, you could do just wear the tefillin shal yad under your shirt sleeve. People won't necessarily know and see. That's what you can do. Mikol Makom, he says, Tov las his shal reish katan v'arutzui ziyeh gam ken mechuseis. So have a small shal reish, maybe covered over with your kapel, cover the ritzuis inside your clothing. Better to do that. Milelech b'shal yad levad ad kan devarav. That's what he quotes from the Maaser Rav. V'ashrei hamekayim kedidei kamei sh'amar chazal. Shalu tamid v'es Rabbi Zeira b'meharachti yamim. What's your secret of longevity? Amar lehem lo halachti b'arba ames b'leiter b'tfilin. So on the one hand, even though the Shulchan Aruch says b'shem the Rishonim that nowadays the standard minhag Yisrael is not to wear tefillin all day, but someone who feels that he'd like to do so and he's convinced that he's got a kufnaki and he's convinced that he's not going to be Mesiach Das and he's not going to speak Dvarim B'Telem and so on, so he seems to say that is fine, that is okay.
Why am I married with Minhag?
Say again?
Why am I not made to wear tefillin at
Minhag? Oh, so take a look at the next Bir Halacha. B'shas Kriyishma Utzfila. So from Lashon Mechaber, you could say, what does tefillah mean? Maybe tefillah means pashtus, you would say. Kriyishma Utzfila means the tefillah of Shachas. So he quotes from the Ramami Pano, U Menachem Azaria Kosev B'tshuva Shetiken L'Nichem She'niz B'Mincha. He says you should wear it at Mincha. Also, Uber Shabbos lo yanicham. He says you should wear it at Mincha. Again, it seems to be that the standard minhag Yisrael is not to do so. He says very interesting in the footnote over here, number 9. If anyone has it, by the way, there's a stack of the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah's paperbacks on the back now. If anyone would like, but he says over here the footnote, the number 9 in the second paragraph. He says, "Mishneig lanich tefillin b'mincha." So you like to wear it at mincha time, and you go to a shul where no one wears it at mincha time, which is the predominant custom. He quotes from Rav Moshe, Chelik Dalet Sim Lam Dalet, she'ein limchis biyadei. You can't say, hey, it's not our minute to do so. Leis is going to do it. You're doing something which is different than the tzibor. Leis is going to do it. Says Rav Moshe, there's no leis is going to do it over here. The kevin shu'esa kiminik makaymei. Gamze ein nechshav liyura. It's not mechzik yura. It's not a leisus gei to do. If someone comes in mincha time wearing tefillin, you know, good for them. He says, he quotes the Chafetz Chaim elsewhere. Umishle hispal shachris. Umashlim tefillas shachris b'mincha. Sometimes you get a shaila. Someone says, I overslept. You know, it's now 1 o'clock, and what am I supposed to do about shachris and so on. So, providing that the person was not Peshea, so we say that you're supposed to be Mashlim the Tefillah Davin a second Shmoneh Esrei at Mincha. So says the Kosef Sifrei Machni Yisrael, that was one of the Sfarim which Chafetz Chaim wrote to soldiers, Yiddish soldiers in the army, maybe they weren't able to wear that tefillah in the morning. Shiroi v'nochen l'spal tefillahs elo im tefillin, kevin shleizach l'spal shachas im tefillin. So, you know, a person should a person should wear their tefillin at mincha time.
Being,
yeah, 100%.
And if you put your tefillin on at mincha because it's your minhag to do so.
Also the bracha.
Also, you make bracha twice, the morning and
100%. Yeah, 100%. Yeah, exactly. Fine. Now we say good. So that is that. Siv Gimel. Katan Hayedea Lishmar Tfilin Bitahara Shleishan Mashliafiach Behem. So, in other words, we're going to see over here that we're going to treat a katan like we would treat a katan with any other mitzvah, like lulav, like tzitzis. Meaning by lulav, it says katan Hayedea Lenanea. So Aviv Chayiv Liknis Larva Minim Katan Hayedea Lis Atif. So his father has to get him tzitzis. So here, katan hayudeya lishma tefillin b'tahara, when you don't sleep in them and don't pass wind and so on. Hagav v'shle yikanes behen lebeis akise, and make sure you go to only places which you're allowed to go whilst wearing the tefillin. In all those cases, you say chayiv aviv liknis le tefillin lechanchoy. So there's a regular din of mitzvah chinuch. The father has to purchase him tefillin, so it should come out according to the Sfaradim that you should be seeing 10-year-old children wearing tefillin. That's, you know, whatever. Once they reach this stage, then you can. Says the Ramah, the Yesh Emrim Tahai Katan Dafka Shubenyin Gimel Shanim B'Yem Echad. Says the Ramah B'Shim the Baal HaItor that it means a 13-year-old. Meaning there is precedent to say that sometimes cotton does mean a 13-year-old. And there's a discussion by Machtz HaShekel that, you know, from what age is there an obligation? And someone is saying from 20, and they look at a 13-year-old as a cotton, you know, in that light. But says the Baal HaItor, no, it means 13. Even if we don't necessarily know that the child has Shtei Sairus, but if you have a cotton who is shaykh to the shmir of tefillin and so on, then there's an obligation, which would mean, according to the Baal HaItor, if you have a 13-year-old child who's quite immature, and he's all over the place, and he's not able to do so, so then the father wouldn't get him tefillin yet. You have to wait till you're a bit older. That's what would seem to come out, according to this Baal HaItor. V'cheinagu v'ein l'shanis. So in other words, the Rama is saying that we don't go like the Mechaber, and we're not mechanech children wearing tefillin, even if they're able to kind of adhere to the requirements, which is interesting. So let's see first the Mishnah Berurah. Again, there's some more interesting be'alachas. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Hayudea dekodem lechein ein rashai laniach tefillin v'lav chinuchu. That's not a chinuch. You know, to wear something when you're not shy after the mitzvah, that is not chinuch. But there, the Mechaber said that you're supposed to purchase tefillin from lechanchay b'mitzvus hanachasin v'chein l'lam v'hadinim ha'nitzrachim l'zeh. So you need to go and teach him siman lamed beis and siman lamed vav and mishnas hasefrim and all of the various things you should teach him. very interesting. In number 11 over here, he says, ukishikotim miniach tefillin meaning, you know, for fear that maybe he's not putting them on properly. He quotes others who say, so do you have to be more mindful, being that it's more difficult to put it on? Could be that it very much just simply depends. What, you know, the beginning, maybe he shouldn't because he doesn't put it on properly. But after you're convinced that he does, then he would. Yeah, so we said that lechanchay. The Rama said the yishim of the high cotton dafka the kodem lechin ein manichay lo beis tefillin afilim yirtze to bevadai ein yedea lishmar tefillav. Just, you know, quite interesting. Like, why would we say, you know, every single cotton under, you know, vadai for sure is not able to do so? You know, interesting why we would say that, unless it's just like a lay plug, being that he felt that the majority of katanim are not able to do so. He's got to be Ben Yud Gimel Shana, Haina Firim Lehevi Shtei Saris, meaning that what the Baal HaItor is coming to say is, now, once he's 13, even if he's not officially a gadol, because he doesn't have a Shtei Saris, nevertheless, that is when that's when you would begin to get into a tefillin. V'chein nagu v'achshav nagu l'aniach shnayim v'yishleish chadashim kedem azman, says the Magen Avraham. So it's interesting. You know, the Ramah says v'chein nagu v'ein l'shanes, do not deviate from this psak that the katanim under the age of 13 should not be wearing tefillin. But says the Magen Avraham, our minhag is already a few months before we do, and there's different, some have the minhag like the Ramah, and some do a few months, some do 1 month, different minhagim as to how much, how far in advance. He quotes the Aruch HaShulchan, the Yishan Agim Anichem Chodesh Kodem Hazman, that is the Aruch HaShulchan's Shita. Now, Cheresh HaMedaber V'Einei Shemeya, so if he is able to speak, he's unable to hear, vice versa. So if he only has one of those two senses, then he's mamish obligated. If he's an ein shemeh ve'ein medaber, so me'ikra din, he's potter. That's the cheresh shedibru b'chachamim b'chol makam. A cheresh shedibru b'chacham and b'chol makim is a deaf mute. A deaf mute, he's part of mikol mitzvos. And that he says, ein meichin b'yadei melanichem imreitza. But if he would like to do so, he's allowed to. He quotes over here, the Shiar Knesset HaGadolah, who says, that just like women are p'tureis, the imratzu laniach ein meichin b'yadei muadin v'ein medaber v'ein shemea, and so on. Fine. Good, so that is that. Let's just go back and see again a little bit of Bir Halacha. So he says like this in the bottom Bir Halacha of Katan. So he says, Nira Pasha Daladasa Mechabre in the Ezatam Lekana Aviv Avure Tzvillin. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if he's 11 years old and he's able to keep the Halachas, he's supposed to purchase him Tzvillin. But let's say the father didn't. Kid becomes bar mitzvah. Shul v'ein al aviv mitzvah chinuch. It's no longer incumbent upon the father to be mechanech the child. He's got his own obligation now. To ish who the chayiv me'atzmai b'chol ha-mitzvahs. He's obligated in all the mitzvahs. Vim ish anihu, and if he is poor, kol yisrael chayavim b'zeh. So Mi'ikra Din, kid reaches bar mitzvah, the father can tell him, no, you have 1,200 pounds to get yourself filling. It's the child's obligation. Mi'ikra Din. If he's poor, then the kid has the obligation to do so. Now we said the father has an obligation. Liknes Lai, and says the Bar Halacha, the Yesh La'ayinim, Yesh Li'shnei Banim. So this word liknes, what does it mean? Does it mean literally you have to purchase his own set, his private set of tefillin, or does it mean you need to ensure that he has tefillin to wear? Is that what it means? So that is his suffix. He finishes. He'll give him his tefillin to the other one. If a person has one son, he's able to kind of use a gemach pair, borrow from his friend, or he'll give him his tefillin, so long as he's in that stage of chinuch. Is that good enough? This braisa, which is the source of this din, of Aviv Koinele Tfilin, Hainu Dafke Bizmanom, Shahimanichum Tfilin Kol Hayoim. Maybe it's only Bizman Chazal when they would wear Tfilin the whole day, so you can't have two people wearing the same set of Tfilin the whole day. But nowadays, when we don't do that, Mashegin Bizmanenu, Tedus Belenaki came Belulov, not clear according to the sheet that you wear the whole day what the obligation is. Now we mentioned that was the sheet of the Mechaber, and it's really quite fascinating just when you kind of put things in perspective. Medina de Gemara, the father has an obligation to purchase a set of tefillin for his son once he's a gilach. Just like by lulav we do this, and just like by tzitzis we do this, And so when all of a sudden it comes to tefillin, says the Baal Eter, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to, I mean, it's, you know, it's a gemara for us.
Yes.
It's a gemara. Well, besides that, even if it doesn't, if you daven it, you know, at the 8 o'clock minyan, your child davens before or after, you know, there's a way of doing it. But the reason why we don't do it is not because of the gelt shabbat, it's because of, we're saying we don't feel that ketanim nowadays are able to walk around with a gufnaki and so on. Just saying, it's fascinating. It's like, you know, it's not just like a midas chasidus. It's midina the gemara that once the child is a gil achinuch, you have to. So in essence, what we're saying is that we reckon that 11-year-olds nowadays are not higiyah l'chinuch. Which, you know, it's kind of, I find it quite a fascinating chiddush that we categorically say that kids are not higiyah l'chinuch for this mitzvah. We'll just see the beginning of the next bir halacha. The Ramah said, v'yesh emrim d'ay katan, it's when he's 13 years old. Kazan prima gadam is elashen, is the eni yedea im hu yudgim oshanim ezech yiv yesh al aviv. So again, so once he's 13, like, well, you know, we're discussing here the mitzvah chinuch. And it says the Baal Yitzhar, and I say, you know, it's only referring to once he's 13. It says the Prima Gadol, once he's 13, father just made a Baruch Shiptarani. Father just said, Baruch Shiptarani me onshoy shalazah. So he doesn't have a mitzvah chinuch anymore. So what does it mean, Bechlal? The ish b'chnei atzmehu. And so on. But, the imu ani called Yisrael mechuyev lachiyosin, and if he's an ani, so everyone has an obligation to do so. So he says, v'yishleim ha'yud gimel shanim alei hevi beis Cyrus. What would be a case that he's 13, but the father still has a mitzvah of chinuch? If he's 13, but he doesn't have beis Cyrus, because then he's not actually a gadol as such. He's not actually a gadol, and the father would have a mitzvah of chinuch. You know, and that's, you know, we say the bracha of Baruch Shiptarani once the child reaches 13. Strictly speaking, if the child doesn't have Beis Cyrus, you know, the sheet of the going is to say the bracha b'shem malchus. Baruch ato Hashem alakeinu melech elam, shetarani nanshi shlozeh. Our minhag is not to say it b'shem malchus, and I think it's based on the fact that it's not a gemara, it's a medrash. I think it's a medrash in Parshas Toldos, where the medrash, you know, basically says that, you know, up until 13 years of age, the father is megalgal in b'noi. Kevin shigiel yudgimol, aimer bach shetarani nanshi shalazeh. When it speaks about Yaakov and Esav, until they were 13, they were pretty much indiscernible. They looked exactly the same. Zehu lech lebeis sefer, v'zehu lech lebeis sefer. Once they reached the age of 13, this one went to the base medrash, and this one went out to do all the various things which he did, and so on. So I think, so the minhagam akubal is that the brachas which are not mentioned in Talmud Bavli, we don't say b'shem malchus, and so on. Al kaponim, we at least we fadin this point that at kama that he might not have shtei Cyrus, you know, it could be to say baruch atah Hashem alakeinu melech elam b'shem malchus, when really you're still mechuyev in chinuch because he doesn't have shtei Cyrus, so that would be a maila lididon. Fine. Yes, good. And again, we'll just take a look. If you look at the bottom of the bir halacha, the high cotton dafka, we said in the Baal Yitzhar, so obviously this cotton is dafka when he's 13. Pirush, the oz talia the im yedeh lishma tefilav. Shezui shitas Baal Yitzhar, kemesh mefurish sham. So it's very interesting. We don't do like the mechaber, and we don't do like the ramah. Because what's the sheet of the Baal Yitzhar? The Baal Yitzhar says, no, you're not mechanech a child in tefillin before the age of 13. Once he's 13, and he doesn't have Beis Cyrus yet, so then we say, it depends whether or not he's able lishmar his tefillah and so on. And we see. So says the Bir Halacha, umad ein nergin kayoim ledaktik bezeh. We don't kind of do like this Baal Yitzhar. The Baal Yitzhar says that when he's 13, we wait and see if he's able to be shemer his tefillin. We don't do that either. Every kid, once he's 13, you put tefillin on. Beis Cyrus, not Beis Cyrus, can you check and can you be shemer? So we kind of don't do like the Mechab, we don't do like the Ramah. So he says, after the Ramah, le pasik linik havasi rak, le inyin shle yeniach kedem bar mitzvah. He says, you know, really what the Ramah is primarily paskening is that, not to put tefillin on before bar mitzvah. That's what he says. If you look at the very last primogod, the very last biralaka, the chinodu, ayin mishnah brura v'ayin primogod mishmitzad lipsik kimishkos v'bach talkoponim katan ben yud beishana halimid talmud umevin yachol hanich tefillin da'alav b'vaday nuchal lismich. So says the Prima Gadim that I like the sheet of the Bach. The Bach says if you've got a 12-year-old who learns Gemara, we can assume that he's already, you know, he's mature enough to understand the implications of these dinim, and we can do so. Okay, we'll pick it up tomorrow.